And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's time to make a move, Tony. Rum thief. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band, I say a band, a solo project with mates filling up the gaps on instruments by an artist who is currently going under the name of Rum Thief. And that music, Tony, has been described as across or likened to the Libertines and the Clash.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and I think they're about right. It's now that's part of now I don't know whether I've just been given three tracks or whether it's part of a three or four track EP, but that's the only track we'll be playing off that for the time being. I'll wait to see whether I get more material or not. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Rum Thief's Facebook page?
facebook.com/rumthief.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. Now I have a confession to make, Tony.
Ooh.
I have to walk across the room to get my phone so I can do the next bit. That means you are going to have to say something for possibly 30 seconds. Are you up to this challenge?
Yes.
Right. Get talking.
Oh, I'm ill. I've been ill for... this is the second time I've been ill in 3 weeks. I don't know what it is. I'm detoxing, maybe. I don't know. I had my birthday. I was ill. We had pancake day, which was great, and now we've stopped eating sugar and I'm ill again. Personally, I think the problem is I shouldn't have my 40th birthday and I shouldn't not eat sugar. I think if those two things didn't happen, I'd probably be fine.
It's all right, Tony. I'm back.
Oh, hello.
Right, and now I can get on with the rest of it. That all sounded fascinating, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had pancake day, did you?
We had pancake day before pancake day, so it's technically Waffle Monday.
Right. Waffle Monday.
But I'm taking
it. That's like every Monday here at Castle Edwards. Right, so This is my bit right now. In this bit, I like to do a joke or a poem. I've got neither this week. If you do have a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, or Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Now, I do, however, have something else this week. This is a text exchange that I had. I know two posh ladies, Tony, called Harriet and Fenella.
Oh, yes, yes.
One of them, Fenella, you do know. Harriet, I don't think you do know, but Harriet spent Christmas at mine a few years ago, and she said, is it all right if I bring my dog? I went, oh, God's sake, yeah, sure. So she bought a dog. Anyway, they're very good friends of mine, but I haven't seen them in quite a while. Last Wednesday, I was driving down to Hertfordshire from Notts, and they rang me, Tony. Ooh. They rang me at night, and I answered the phone in my car just to say to them, I can't talk now. I'm in the car. I will ring you back when I get to a service station. So I got to Watford Gap Services and phoned them back. I phoned them back and we had a chat about the fact that I was going to be in London the next day and that they could meet up with me from 4 o'clock in the pub where I was having the meeting. And we all agreed that was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then I sent them a text the next day because Fenella very quickly sent me a text saying, I'm really sorry, I forgot, I'm doing things tomorrow. We got really, really drunk in Clapham last night, and I'm just not able to come today. I went, that's fine. So I sent Harriet the following text, thinking me and Harriet could still meet up.
Okay.
The text said, Fenella not coming. Are you? Could meet somewhere, or if too much trouble, another time. And then she put, the reply came through, can we meet another time? I completely forgot and I'm working. Did we arrange to meet? I saw Fenella last night and we were discussing meeting up with you. Right. Next text from her, where were we meant to be going? I said, don't worry, see you soon. Then I replied, you're both fucking hopeless. You clearly don't remember talking to me about it in a meeting till 4 p.m. in Acton. Ring any bells? The text comes back. Oh really, did we chat last night? I met up with Fenella and we got really pissed. I have a terrible headache hangover. I think my head is exploding. Don't talk to me about bells. I replied, I know you did. You called me 3 times while I was in the car and then I phoned you back. Glad to know I'm so memorable. Then she put, I remember now. Christ, we must have been pissed. Either that or dementia is settling in. We must make a proper arrangement. I sent a text back. Very good, see you soon. She sent the text back 30 minutes later. Hi, Paul. Nice to hear from you. I was talking about you with Fenella last night. Jesus Christ.
Dementia it is then.
Absolutely. No what? Question. To be fair, the poor woman is of advancing years.
Right, okay.
I hope she's listening. Right, yeah. Let's play another track, shall we?
Okay.
So here's something I wasn't expecting, Tony. I got an email through from, I can't remember who, saying there's a new London punk stroke hip-hop outfit that have started featuring well-known rap stars and members of Pink Floyd.
Oh.
I went, that sounds very interesting indeed. I'll have a listen to this. Again, got 3 tracks through, and one of them is absolutely perfect for this show, and we're going to play it right now. The band are called Years of the Canine, Tony.
Okay.
What is Years of the Canine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Years of the Canine?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the Internet Nil, and this is brilliant, actually. This is No Evil.
All right, let's do it. Valley of death, I fear no evil. powers that be, thou shalt leave from black holes, whining black souls. My rage give fate to the universe souls, living in the world of crime and pain. Fingers keep pointing like who is dead to blame. I play the game so I can disconnect from all the ruckus, all these suckers. Underdog nation dwells in the under. Mischievous, devious, and self-explanatory. Outside time, we exist to change this story.
Yeah.
As I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Revolution will not be televised. Revolution will not be televised.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a really good track. I wasn't expecting that at all. Something a little bit different for Punky Radio, but I'm sure you'll agree, an excellent song.
Excellent.
Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook. La, 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Yes, if you have any Facebook comments for us, please do go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Give us a cheeky follow.
A cheeky follow?
Yeah.
Is that like a light stalking?
Yeah, I think that's the next step. Would be a full on stalk. Yeah, do get in touch. So we've had three this week, which I'm impressed with. Seth Ye Cat Milk has been in touch.
Seth, we love you.
We do. He says, hi guys, how about being the patron saint of mild quirkiness?
Oh, you've done it again, Tony.
I know. I think it would be most fitting. I may apply to be the saint of cat milking. You do that, Seth. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
What is that in response to?
I think we talked a couple weeks ago about what would we be the patron saints of.
Oh, right.
We definitely talked about it. But as always, if it's more than one show ago, there's no chance.
Mate,
we're very old.
If it's more than the last link, we're lost.
True.
With something like that, I have to call it doing a Harriet. It's now doing a Harriet. Sorry, mate. I just did a Harriet.
Oh, dear. The Swindells been in touch.
The Swindells.
Swindells.
Everyone's favourite Yorkshire lounge band.
Exactly. It was once last week's show saying our favourite podcast. Thank you very much, Swindells, for getting in touch. And we played them last week, didn't we?
Yes, and we will be playing another track from the latest album very soon.
Excellent. And finally, new listener, Mark Black has been in
Hello,
touch.
Hello, Mark Black.
The 2/27/2017 show is Cool Man. Listen for the first time from California. Thank you very much. I think you'll find it with 27th of the 2nd, 2017, but thank you very much for listening.
Yes, I'd like to get it the right way around, if you don't mind, Mr. Black.
Yes.
It's on England time here. Actually, I spoke to a couple of people. Well, I spoke to one person from California and another person from the States, but Saturday night / Sunday morning. Can you imagine why?
No.
Drink.
Ah.
If I want to talk to someone really, really late at night, I automatically go to the States because they might still be up.
Who are you talking to?
I might tell you later on in the show.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. But I am getting closer to returning to Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it for Facebook. That's all we have.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Oh, mate, I'll never tire of that.
Nah.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. So stay tuned for a band called The Dharmas that we've played on the show before and have a new single out. But just before we, and I'm going to say up front, they are from the quiet Swedish town of Bromölla.
Okay.
That's how they describe it on their Bandcamp page, which I will be asking you about shortly. But first up, a band we've never played before who have a new album out on TNS Records, a band called Throwing Stuff, that are also featuring at the Manchester Punk Festival, April 20th to 22nd. Does that ring a bell?
That rings a bell.
It does, yeah. So see what you think of this. This is hardcore punk from Manchester, Tony, so they can walk down the road to the gig. That's pretty handy. What is Throwing Stuff's Bandcamp page?
Throwingstuff.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet nil, and this is The Butcher.
Separates me from other people. Everywhere.
I'm
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dharmas and a track called To the Night. And as discussed previously, they are from the quiet Swedish town of Bromölla. Or Bromölla, you know, we never quite get it right. It might actually be pronounced Bromölla or something. I like the way you did it. Say that again.
Bromölla.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. What's the Dharmas Bandcamp page?
TheDharmas.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's totally for poorly being internet nil. This is getting embarrassing. Did you do anything last week?
Got ill.
You got ill?
I got some kind of weird cold thing. Obviously, we had waffle Monday rather than pancake Tuesday.
Pancake day, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Fat.
Oh, yeah, because we recorded Punky while we were doing it. Yeah, it was Monday.
It means Fat Tuesday, doesn't it?
It does.
Mardi Gras.
And then we decided to give up kind of a few things for Lent. Not really Lent, but we just take the opportunity to kind of put a few things out.
So what did you decide to give up for Lent then?
So trying to cut out refined sugar. I've had very little bread and just have less of everything. No cake, no chocolate.
This is going to be tough for you, mate.
It's horrible. Yeah, but I have put on quite a bit of holiday weight, and I'm after having about 14 months of it, I can't really cut holiday weight anymore. So I could do a bit of a trim. And then I'm ill. So it could be a detox thing.
Yeah, Tony, you're going to find it very hard to lose weight with the amount of time you spend in bed.
Yes, this is true.
I also gave up some things for Lent, actually, Tony.
What was that?
I gave up three things.
Okay.
I gave up quinoa.
Right.
Gave up marathon running.
Okay.
And not masturbating.
How's it going?
Oh, brilliant.
Excellent.
I'm having a fantastic time. I've got a sore wrist. So, last week I did my show in Hitchin last Friday, and it was absolutely fantastic. And thanks to Tony Burgess and Smug Roberts and all the audience that came down who had such a wonderful time for our 24th birthday. That is I thought was going to be the last thing I would be doing with stand-up comedy for a while, but I'm actually going to Edinburgh this week, and I'll tell you all about that later on in the show. Shall we play something from the vaults?
Let's do that.
Let's do that for one of the last times. I think we've only got two more tracks to play from the vaults, from the Action Time Vision 4-CD box set featuring 111 different bands, one of which has got a lineup misprint.
Yes, they do.
I should think that's why it's only $24.95 rather than about 100 quid, because it is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. The band we're playing this week, and you can find it more, I'll say it in advance. We don't have a website for the band this week because they're only around for a short amount of time between 1976 and 1980. They only brought out a few singles, and I understand that there has been a demise possibly of the lead singer, but I didn't get time to check any more than that, so very sad news there. But the band, Tony, I speak of are called The Jerks, and you can find out more about the Action Time Vision compilation via cherryred.co.uk. So neither of us are getting a point there. It remains 4-0.
Okay.
But The Jerks, Tony, were West Yorkshire's finest exponents of punk rock, and in 1978 they brought out the single we're about to play, which outsold ABBA locally.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's right. I think basically for the weeks it was in the charts, it made the top 100. For the weeks it was in the charts, everyone in their town bought more of that than ABBA.
Right.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well done, The Jerks. So here goes. This is a track called Get Your Woofing Dog Off Me, but it was originally called Get Your Something Dog Off Me. That might have been a bit more sweary.
Okay.
Anyway, enjoy this and enjoy it a lot. This is The Jerks. Get Your Woofing Dog Off Me.
Get your woofing dog off me. Saw your face was screaming and say
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Jerks and Get Your Wolfing Dog Off Me from the fantastic Action Time Vision compilation, out now on Cherry Red Records, and Ash in the Duke's Arms. If you are listening, that's the CD I was talking about.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. Tony, you like saying that, don't you? Brilliant.
I hope it might catch on.
It might. It might one day. Maybe it will caught on by our 600th show, Tony. When's that?
Next week.
Good Lord.
Yeah, 599 this week. Every show is special, though, isn't it?
599s. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep. Thank you for your gigs. If you do have any gigs for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. Doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international, so do get gigs to me. As mentioned last week, there is a TNS Records tour, and seeing as they are one of our favourite labels, featuring some of our favourite bands, we are going to feature it again. So it is Wonk Unit, Faintest Idea, Roughneck Riot, and Revenge of a Psychotronic Man. It's basically every weekend for about four weeks. So for this weekend, Friday the 10th of March, they're at Think Tank in Newcastle.
Friday the 10th?
Friday the 10th, yeah.
Tony, I will be in Newcastle on Friday the 10th.
Well, if you go to Think Tank,
maybe I could go to see them 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm.
Saturday the 11th, Red Suite in Dundee. And another place you definitely are familiar with, Sunday the 12th of March, Bannerman's in Edinburgh.
Fabulous. I'm just going to miss them there. If it had been the other way around, I could have seen them at both.
Yeah.
What a brilliant venue Bannerman's is. And hello to Christian, who books all the bands for it, so we'll have booked them.
Excellent.
And I'll be seeing Christian this week. More of that later in the show.
Good. Yeah, so again, there's more next week, so they end it next week. So there's two more dates next week. But yeah, so that's it for that.
And all four bands are brilliant. All four bands have been seen by me and they get the Punky Radio seal of approval. However, Tony, by introduction to the next track, I've actually got a gig somewhere in the world, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Which means it's time for
Boy Beach Picture Gigs in the World, yeah.
Yes! I'm so proud of that.
You are.
I did that myself.
You did, with your mouth.
I did it with my mouth, Tony.
You did.
I did it with my mouth, sat on my sofa. It's pathetic. So this Friday, Tony, at Club 85 in Hitchin, the Zipheads are playing.
Oh, lovely.
And they're playing with three other bands, one of which is the Kramers, who let me get this right. They were Flaccid, then they were the Kramers, then they were Ministers Dead, and then the lead singer became the lead singer of the Bleach Boys as well, to put that all into perspective for you. And the Kramers have got going again after I don't know how long. I mean, my God, I mean, maybe they started 20 years ago. That doesn't sound right. But anyway, the Kramers will be supporting the Zipheads, and the Zipheads are amazing. And it's this Friday at Club 85 in Hitchin. I don't have any more details than that other than the date, which is what, the 10th, isn't it? Because that's the one you said. Yeah, so if you're not in the Newcastle area, get down to Hitchin to see Zipheads, who are all the way from Snorbans, Tony, St Albans, and they've got an album out right now called Z2 Rampage. This is, I think, the fourth or fifth track we've played off it. It's a really brilliant album. Stay tuned for a band called Pussy Whips that we've also played before, but first up, Tony, what is the Zipheads website?
Thezipheads.co.uk?
It's zzz.zipheads.com. zzz.zipheads.com. And I can't work that out, can I? But you know why.
Oh, yeah, subdomains.
It's a subdomain, isn't it? Well, yeah. I'll never understand technology, Tony.
Neither will I.
In fact, I'll be tempted to say to me, welcome to the real world.
suck it in.
Welcome to the real world. It's yours and mine, yeah. Welcome to the real world. Of no one told you it was fair.
Where you raised, where the stuff you can't afford.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should just mention that the Dustophonics have a new album out as well that's rather spiffing, and you can find out more about them via Dirty Water Records. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you about Pussy Whips.
Hmm.
And the track we just heard was called Lame Society off their latest album. They are from another town we have discussed previously, Coimbra, Coimbra, somewhere in Spain called Coimbra.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Somewhere like that. We don't know how to say it, but we give it our best shot. And a fabulous song you've just heard by a fabulous band with a fabulous album out. But Tony, what I want to know is, what is their fabulous Facebook page?
Facebook.com/pussywhips.
Facebook.com/whipsspyus. WHIPSSPYUS. Whips Spy Us. That makes it Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 4.
Fair enough.
Something of a comeback thanks to that section. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. No. Yeah, working again. That's it, really. That's all she wrote. I'm kind of just... I'm going to get over this cold. I'm probably going to carry on not eating good things. And then that'll be it.
Well, I will be spending the week, Tony. I'll be spending the next few days in Edinburgh with my good friend Frank Galbraith, who is the Edinburgh Free Fringes mover and shaker in Old Reiki. And what happens is once a year I have to go up there and have meetings with lots of the venue owners in Edinburgh, because Frank says to them, look, if you don't do what we say, I'm going to have to get up the artistic director for comedy from London. Doesn't matter, they don't live in London, they don't need to know that.
Fair enough.
So what happens is that we go and have meetings, and he arranges 10 meetings a day, Tony.
Wow.
And all the meetings are in bars. So what we make sure is that meetings 7, 8, 9 and 10 are with people we already know. So we meet all the people that I haven't met before for the first time early, because by about the sixth meet, because everyone says, would you like a drink? And well, it's impolite to say no.
Mm.
So it does become quite a boozy situation. I dress up smart, I'm in a suit and that, I walk in saying, all right, from London, everyone take me seriously, it's going to be trouble. What I'm also hoping is, while I'm there, to go and see Trainspotting 2 in Edinburgh, where it's set.
That'd be nice.
Because I haven't seen Trainspotting 2.
No, I've not seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet? Well, I'll be seeing it in Edinburgh. Maybe you could try and get to watch it next week, and we could do a joint review next week.
Ooh.
It's an idea, isn't it?
It is. I'm not sure. Is it still on? Is it still on? I think it is still on.
It'll still be on somewhere.
Hmm.
It's on, I mean, it's on daily in Edinburgh. You just walk out in the street and live it.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my plan this week, and I shall report back next week. But I am hoping, I will be going to Bannerman's, and I will be bumping into Christian, I'm sure. And I'll also be bumping into the staff in Whistle Binkies, among other places.
Okay.
I'll basically be up and down Nidri Street for most of the time I'm there.
Right.
And if you type in Nidri Street to your predictive text when you're doing it, we have discussed this before, that if you type in Whistle Binkies on Nidri Street, you get Wimble Donkeys on Misery Street.
Nice.
Yeah. And I said that I was going to see the barmaid in Whistle Binkies on Nidri Street, and my predictive text said, I'm going to see the carnage in Wimble Donkeys on Misery Street. Brilliant. Anyway, that's that for this week. Let's play another song.
Okay.
By another band we've never played before, Tony, but with a word we have featured already in the show.
Right.
I don't know how you'd feel about a Lucerne Electro Trash duo right now, but via Voodoo Rhythm Records, Blind Butcher are just that. They have a rather fabulous new album out, the like of which I've never heard, and neither has anyone else. I mentioned the word butcher after throwing stuffs, the butcher, and now we're on Blind Butcher. So it's not symmetry, Tony, but I am trying. Also, I'm going to tell you the name of the track up front. It's Stabshauger, baby. Now, you know a bit of German, don't you? Do you know what a Stabshauger is?
Nope.
I think it's a vacuum cleaner.
Ah.
I think Stabshauger is a vacuum cleaner. I think maybe you could ask the good lady wife.
I could do.
Yeah. Stabshauger. I think it's vacuum cleaner. So the track in English is vacuum cleaner, baby.
Fair enough.
In German is what we're going to play right now. But what is Blind Butcher's website?
Blindbutcher.de?
Blindbutcher.ch. As I said, they are Swiss. They're from Lucerne.
Okay.
Blindbutcher.ch, which makes it Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 4. This is something of a comeback. And this is Stabshauger, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Blind Butcher and Stout Tiger Baby, which was, now, I'm right on, that's our second two-piece so far, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because, no, right, hang on. No, I've got confused now. I might have got confused there. That might be my first two-piece. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's really good. And we will be playing more from Blind Butcher in future weeks.
Cool.
Tony.
Yes.
Do you have a twat?
No.
Fiddlesticks.
Yes.
What are you going to do instead?
I'm going to ride people. So I can't do the twat without, I can't do the twat without you. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me.
I can't smile without you. Can't do the twat without you.
Beautiful. Thanks. So, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. We all know twats. Let's go for it. Email me twats. I know it can't be every week, but let's dig deep, people. There's got to be a twat out there somewhere. I'm sure
there is. Yes, there should be somewhere. I will just mention, I'm not going to do a Tony-style movie review here.
Okay.
But last night, late on, I caught a 1976 Western called Kioma.
Okay.
Which is quite possibly one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Ooh.
It was really, really brilliantly bad. It's about a half-naked American bloke with a black friend who returns to his childhood village to find it ravaged by plague and bandits. Wow. And obviously, over the film, he tries to sort it all out.
Okay.
The reason it's just so bad as a late spaghetti Western is that the soundtrack to it is a ridiculous kind of country and Western soundtrack. More Western than country, actually. But each time a song comes on, the song describes what's happening to the man as they're talking. So, for example, there's one bit when his dad shows up and it goes, oh, and his dad has shown up. It's fantastic. I was thinking about getting the soundtrack, but I don't know if I can bring myself just to hear it. But I do recommend this film. It's K-E-O-M-A, I think, Kioma. And really, if you want... People like to have bad film nights, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bad film nights. If you're thinking of having a bad film night, can I recommend that film for you? Because it's got everything you could possibly want in a bad film. Absolutely everything. Not least of which is the fact that the half Native American guy does not even look half Native American. He has no Native American features whatsoever. They've just made him really hairy, which is ridiculous as well, because Native Americans people didn't actually grow great beards, did they?
I can't have ever seen one with a beard.
Have you ever seen an Indian with a beard, Tony?
Nope.
That's the question there. I don't think so. If you've ever seen a Native American with a beard, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, I've seen a Native American with a beard.
Photographic proof, please.
Yes, I want photographic proof as well, and I guarantee you right now it won't happen.
No.
Absolutely brilliant at shooting bows and arrows. Crap at growing beards.
Crap at facial hair.
Crap at facial hair. Yeah. Unlike me, I'm good at the facial hair. It's the stuff on my head I'm suffering with.
Yes.
So, anyway, are you going to do something else instead?
I can quickly remind people about our Cafe Press site. We do have one. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen there is a store link. You'll go to our Cafe Press site, where you can buy many things. T-shirts, mostly. I have actually been on there the past week, had a quick peruse. It has changed on there. But if you do pop along, have a look. If there's anything missing, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with suggestions. I haven't really changed anything on that site for many years, so if you do, feel free to get in touch about it if there is something your heart desires.
Ah, Tony, but there is one thing you've done.
What's that?
You've updated the Punky Radio website to reflect the new photographs we've had taken.
Oh, you noticed, did you?
I did notice, Tony. Thank you very much. It looks excellent. And I'm glad you picked that one and not your crazy spacesuit lunacy.
I do like the spacesuit lunacy one.
I know you like the spacesuit lunacy, but do you not see how those two photos fit very well next to each other?
They do.
They do. Are you effectively saying I was right again?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
You wouldn't, right? That's controversial.
It does look all right. Well, I just don't like... It's just slightly washed out, my picture. Yours looks very good. Mine, not so much. But as previously mentioned, that is more my fault than anything else. So,
I think I put some effects on mine to give it a bit more colour.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, you did.
I tried to match yours, but it's just right. It's just not.
Well, I still
it's lacking the definition. Is what
I
I'm
still
saying.
Think yours looks very good, Tony.
Thank you very much.
My definition is this. Let's play the last song, shall we?
Okay.
Last song this week, a band that got in touch with us from Brewster, New York, a couple of weeks ago. A band called Saving Athens that said, "Hi, we were wondering if you would consider our punk band for your show." And I had a listen. I went, "Yes, we can." Meant to play it last week, didn't have room on the show last week for it, so making up for it by the last track this week. Saving Athens, I'm sorry you've had to wait a week for this, but I'm hoping everyone, including yourselves, will be happy. It's on now. Tony, what is the Facebook page of Saving Athens?
Facebook.com/Saving Athens.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paulie being Internet 3. An excellent victory for you this week, Tony. This is Misery.
Down by a canyon, but check out.
that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed Punky Radio. We have, as usual, enjoyed making it. I look forward to possibly seeing a few of you up in Edinburgh this week, maybe seeing one or two of you at the TNS tour on Friday in Edinburgh, if I manage to get there. In Newcastle. I may be otherwise engaged, but if you do get a chance to go, it's going to be brilliant. Tony, you're just going to maybe bump into some people in the street, I guess.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe just before you go, you could mention the internet station that carries the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, padunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is radioandrew.se.
Right, and in controversial news, I've just seen in the background, I've got Sky Sports on, and I think Carlo Ancelotti has had his eyebrows trimmed.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. That's a bombshell to finish the show. Thanks very much for listening. I hope to speak to you again soon for what will be our 600th show next week.
It will be.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch your guns, yeah.